The annual Day for Life will be celebrated on Sunday in parishes across Ireland. The day is dedicated to celebrating and upholding the dignity of human life. The theme for this year is Care for Life, It's Worth It. The Bishop of Limerick, Brendan Leahy, says Pope Francis has been the inspiration behind this theme.
Obviously, the theme of life in all its phases is important for the Catholic Church. Indeed, recently, as Pope Francis himself said, he was talking to the International Federation of Catholic Medical Associations and Catholic Gynecologists. He said, very often in recent times we see situations where what is valued the least is life. And so in recent years in particular, the Catholic Church has given a priority to its concern for human life in its totality. That starts clearly with the unborn, but it runs right through like a kind of a seamless garment, care for all aspects of life. And that's something which in our own local church, we have dedicated our attention to it in terms of the forthcoming Day for Life, which we'll be holding on Sunday.
Talk to us about the theme for this day.
Yes, our theme this year is Care for Life, It's Worth It. And effectively, we are looking at the whole gamut of life because, as Pope Francis said recently, again, maybe last week or the week before, when he was speaking to the International Federation of Catholic Medical Associations and Catholic Gynecologists, he said the Catholic Church, as indeed all churches, find themselves very often with this issue of life as a priority. And life in its totality has become a priority in the Church's teaching in recent years. He himself has promoted it on several occasions, and already while he was still Archbishop in Buenos Aires, he put it very well when he said, look, caring for life from the beginning, it's such a simple thing, it's a beautiful thing, don't be discouraged, care for life, it's worth it. And that was the motto we took this year for our Day for Life, which will be occurring this coming Sunday.
How significant is this Day for Life, especially given the year that we've been looking at with regard to the government's legislation with regard to abortion?
It's true that this year in Ireland, certainly the theme of life has been very much centre stage. It's clear that the paper that we propose, the leaflet we propose for the year, the Day for Life, is one prepared together with the bishops of England and Wales and Scotland. So it's a paper which deals with the theme of life for all those countries. But in asking ourselves here, how might we propose the theme of life, we return to the basic point. We're talking here about a seamless garment of concern for life. And we have taken three topics. First of all, yes, care for the unborn children and their mothers. And that was something that was very much to the fore here in Ireland this year. The Church itself has had a lot of events. We had a major gathering in Knock in May, where this was very much cherish the life of both mother and child. That was very much a central theme. But also a theme that Pope Francis himself has spoken about a lot, and that is care for the elderly. And thirdly, sadly, I suppose a theme that is emerging very much in the Western world, care for those who are suicidal and their families. So we are, of course, yes, we are concerned, given the year that we've had in Ireland, for unborn children and their mothers. But I think we're also concerned for the whole gamut of life, and in this year, focusing also on the elderly and those who are suicidal.
Pope Francis, he's spoken a lot about being merciful. And when I say that, I mean, with regard to women who may have had abortions, women who are having crisis pregnancies, do you think what he's saying is important?
Absolutely. That's a very, very important point, because it's key that in our gospel concern, the source of it is actually mercy. The source of it is compassion. The source of it is care for life. And really, we are concerned also for mothers who find themselves in crisis pregnancies. And we've said in the bishop's statement that was published just yesterday that, in fact, it's true that we need to support women in crisis pregnancy, and also to underline the vital roles that fathers have to be particularly supportive in these circumstances. So it's very true to say that given that focus on mercy, we've always proclaimed that no matter what has happened in a person's life, also for those women who may have been through very difficult situations in the past and who maybe regret some things that happened, look, the mercy of God is infinite and covers all situations, and it's there. The compassion of God wants to reach them and wants to reach everybody, also in the crisis pregnancy situations. And so we are proposing that, you know, the church's own crisis pregnancy agency, which we call CURA here in Ireland, is something that should be also, you know, promoted, and people should be aware of it in crisis situations today. But you are right, mercy must be the key to all our discussion.
How receptive do you think the Irish people are towards this day of life?
Well, obviously, we have at this stage kind of a certain practice over a number of years. I think we probably could do more. We propose a leaflet. It's sent out to the parishes. The priests are made aware of it. It's something that I suppose is growing in consciousness, because it's something that perhaps in the past we didn't have to consider so much. It's growing, but I suppose we still have more to do.
The day itself, are there any highlights in particular that people should be looking out for?
Well, I think first and foremost, there is a website, and there is, as I say, this leaflet. And also, of course, there is this campaign being launched by the European Union, within the European Union, this One of Us, this signature campaign. And that is something that perhaps people might get involved in, and they can get it online in Google. And if you know, if you get a million signatures throughout the whole European Union, then action can be taken. At least it can be asked of our parliamentarians in Europe to be a bit more concerned about some of these pro-life issues. And that is something that's going on at the moment throughout Europe. And I suppose this year it would be good for people to just click onto it and add their own signature to that.
Just one final question, Bishop Leahy, and that's regarding the Year of Faith. It's coming to an end, but how does the Day for Life link into the Year of Faith?
Well, faith works, as it were, through charity. And Jesus himself said, I have come that they may have life. And the life that he has come is the fullness of charity. So for us, faith, charity and life go together. You know, St. Irenaeus is famous for his great line, you know, faith is to have us fully alive with the vision of God. Faith proposes this vision of God that gives us the fullness of life, and that gives us the fullness of human maturity. Sometimes people, perhaps in the past more than the present, but sometimes also in the present, see faith as somehow taking you away from maturity or taking you away from being really yourself. Whereas in fact, quite the opposite. Faith is what actually activates the talents in you, activates your potential to be fully alive, because you're being fully alive to the Creator who created you, namely God, to Jesus who revealed who you're meant to be as a human being, and to the Holy Spirit who is the life giver. So the Year of Faith and the increasing potential of life go very much together, and therefore also clearly as an implication of that, the promotion of life in all its aspects and in all its dimensions.